Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today we're going to be talking about Halloween Horror Nights and what I liked about the event, what I didn't like about the event, the food, the houses, the ambiance, everything. So I went to Halloween Horror Nights this year. I had a blast. I went with one of my really, really good friends, and we had a blast. So let's get started. So to this year's whole theme, when I saw in the promos, I thought it had to deal with something that has to do with the gutter and things like that, like something that has to do with underneath HHN because of the promo. And my friend that I went with, we thought there was going to be an It house because, again, the sewer. And if you've seen It, it's basically, it is a clown that gets children, and that wasn't it at all. So still don't understand that promo from Halloween Horror Nights. It doesn't really make sense at all. Don't get it. Also, I thought the HHN icon had to do with heavy metal skeleton. That was not the icon at all either. It was just foreshadowing for a house that I'm going to talk to you guys about. That character is in one of the houses. We'll discuss more about that very, very soon, my friends. Very, 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 very soon. But very shocked. So this year's icons was Sinister and Surreal. So Sinister is more of your physical torment. So pretty much, you know, what you're scared of, what you can see. So for example, snakes, spiders, clowns, etc., etc. That is Sinister. And if you went to Halloween Horror Nights, she is more, her costume is more like the yellow and pinkish. So yes, so that Sinister and Surreal is more mental. So we could talk about that as like, if you're scared, like anxiety can be a factor. For example, if you ever, spoiler, this is one of the houses, if you are talking about Insidious, that would be more a surreal kind of scaredness, something that would be in your mind, anything like that, that is surreal. She's more purplish. If you ever go to Halloween Horror Nights this season before it ends on the 2nd of November. Just letting you know about that. It was really cool to have both of them, Surreal and Sinister. They're both sisters. Having two female icons, that was great. But like what I saw, like beginning with the promos, it really didn't look like it was gonna be them. It looked like it was gonna be the punk rock skeleton, and how the pretty much what I saw merch wise didn't really give that it was gonna be Sinister and Surreal. And I feel like they marketed it kind of badly, in my opinion. So it would have been cool to have like a Sinister and Surreal kind of shirt or merch, or like also how they do the houses. I'm also going to say which houses would go more surreal, which one would be more sinister, to help you guys out in that capacity as well, because I did go to all 10 houses. It took me 2 days to do that, and a show 7 houses in one night, and then the other 3 the other night. And then the first night I went, when I did 7 houses, I also did the show. So everything's gonna come together, and I'll tell you everything I liked, didn't like, and everything like that. So we'll get to that. But all in all, I think they both, as the icons for this year, did a good job. Just like I said, I wish that Halloween Horror Nights, the team who does the promos and everything, made it make more sense that it was them that was going to be the icon. I also saw a clip a press release for HHN long ago, and it was the punk rock skeleton there. So I was like, oh, okay, so he's the icon. But no, he was not the hot icon for either Hollywood or Orlando. So that was very, very much confusing. So let's get to the event. So I'm gonna do this into segments of the food, the scare zones, drinks, the houses, the show, everything in total. So sit back, this is probably gonna be a longer podcast. Okay, so for me, food wise, I didn't get a lot of food from the event. I just had bits and bobs. I love the s'more from the Ghostbusters booth. It was a s'more that looked like it was the Ghostbuster theme. It's really, really good. Classics s'more, picky eaters can eat it as well. Really good. It's messy, very, very messy. Just remember, you need a lot of napkins. Very, very good. I would for sure have that again, but remember, it is super messy. Also, food wise, I got the Twisted Taters. I always get the Twisted Taters. I usually get the classic, great as always. And for the Slasher Cinema booth, I had 2 things from there. The Walking Taco, regular Walking Taco, really, really good. Simple dish, can carry it around very, very well. Really good. And for drink wise, so we're gonna talk drinks really, really quickly for this booth, because this is the only booth that I ate something and also drank something as well. The Shirley Black. This drink was good. Not the best drink I ever had, but it was fine. I wish it was a little bit more sweet, but it was a good drink. Another drink that I had there was in another booth. Can't really pronounce it. It was in the Latin American booth. It was okay. I liked it. I liked the mango syrup and the pineapple. There was also pineapple bits in that. I'm gonna try to pronounce it, but I am going to really be pronouncing this really badly, and I am so sorry for all the Spanish listeners out there. It's called the De Pridera. If you never had the Ghoul Juice, it's really, really good. I've had it last year. It was really good.
If you never had it before, try that. That's going to be at the Goblin Feast tent this year, so I would recommend that. And I had two of the drinks from the Dead Coconut Club, and there's one of them that I would highly recommend because that was delicious.
So from the Dead Coconut Club, I would say the Daggered Lemonade is amazing, so delicious, sweet, like I love it. I love sweet drinks, and this is a perfect sweet drink. And to be honest, by far, when it comes to everything I had at HHN, drink-wise, that is my favorite drink. So if I would get it again, love it so much. Perfect. 10 out of 10. The scare actors did amazing. All in all, in the houses, in the scare zones, the scare actors did amazing. And I wanted to say this, in general, scare actors do amazing. They make the event incredible. How I'm gonna rate these houses has nothing to do with the scare actors at all. The scare actors did a phenomenal job. It's just me on my taste, and if I thought it was scarier, like not scary, but like if I thought this concept worked in general. So it's nothing against scare actors. The scare actors do amazing, and I love the scare actors. So I like to start from least favorite, as you guys know, to favorite. And I'm just going to start off with a house that I had low expectations about, and then I was hoping, and like so much that it didn't disappoint me. Like, example, for a great song that has to do with that, Please 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 by Sabrina Carpenter, don't prove I'm right. And this house proved me right as being not a great house. You guys heard me talk about it when I heard about the announcement of them doing this house, because I'm like, how are you going to do a scary house on this film, especially since HHN is not a quiet event. People tend to not be quiet. And just by saying that, you know what house I'm talking about? It's The Quiet Place. My experience, I had people behind me talking, giggling, which is fine. Again, HHN, this is the kind of event that there's gonna be drunk people, there are gonna be friends talking. It's fine. I would pass. My friend and I were quiet in the house. Like I was saying, there were people behind us talking the whole time, so they wouldn't pass The Quiet Place. But even if you were being quiet, the animatronics scares were like, okay. It was okay. It was decent. It wasn't that good of a house, because it didn't really go on, oh, if you were being quiet or not. It was just like a timing thing, and overall, I did not like this house. I didn't think it was a good house at all. I would put it on my lowest, to be honest, house. And if you're a person that's only going once, I would pass that. Pass this house. I wouldn't go to this house. Because me, usually, I only go once, and I get 7 to 8 houses. For the IP house, this would be a pass for me. I would go to another house and try that. And for the IPs, if you can only do IP, one IP, don't do this one. That's just my advice. So let's do the next house on my list. I'm going to try to do least favorite, best house, worst house. I'm going to try. So I just did least favorite and worst house tied. And because that's how I like to do negative and then go positive. So I'm going to do best house, my favorite house, and what I think is also the most scary house. And everybody said that. And to be honest with you, I feel like even if you don't want to be scared, I think you should either way go to this house. And that is Insidious. This is the first house in history to ever scare me. People been warning people about it. Like, it is a very scary house. And it scared me a lot. Great job, Universal. Great job, HHN. Creative team. Scare actors. I'm not going to spoil this house at all. It's a great house. You should go in it. It feels like you are in The Further. If you've seen the movie, you'll understand everything. There's scared actors going at you constantly. It's terrifying. It's dark. One thing I will spoil. And I feel like they did a really good job at doing this. Is the door to The Further. The red door. The closer you get. The further you are from it. The smaller it is. And the closer you go. Walk towards it. The bigger it is. So, yeah, that house is great. Creativity, amazing. Best house, most scariest house, number one house in general for me. That is what I'm going to say with that. Next, I'm going to talk about a house that is not scary. It's a good house to go to after you do the Insidious house, and that is Ghostbusters. If you're a Ghostbusters fan, you will appreciate it. You'll see some scenes from Ghostbusters that you'll like and understand. I'm not a Ghostbusters fan. I've never seen Ghostbusters, so, but it's really great. It's a very good house to go to like relax. You flash, especially if you're not a drinker, to like cool yourself off and like from being really scared from the Insidious house. So I would go to this house right after to like relax and, you know, calm your nerves down and all, and your heightened emotion of being scared from after the Insidious house. So that's the one I think is really cool, really creative house, and very good to house to go to after Insidious. The next house I'm going to talk to you guys about, I liked it, what, and I thought it was really cool how they did everything, the story, dialogue, and also who's behind it. So the Universal Monsters house this year, it was literally all female. Everyone in the house is all female. The creatives behind it is all female. Everyone who built it, who did the score, all female, which is really, really cool. And I love how this house is all female, plus the icons are female as well. That's amazing. So it all comes together in that way. And it's a really, really cool house. Very interesting. It's a very cool take because we usually have all the guys fighting. It's now our turn to see all the women fighting. The She-Wolf, Dracula's wife, and the Bride of Frankenstein. So it's a really, really cool house. Female led. Everyone in it is a female. It's really, really cool. Good house. Oh, just by the way, just letting you know, if you, before we go too far, if you want to go to the Insidious house and you can only have like a couple days, either make it your first house or make it your last house, and I'll discuss more for people that are only going for a few days and what to do and what not to do, and this works every time. So next, we're going to talk about Slaughter Cinema 2. This house has a bunch of little set pieces. I never went to the first Slaughter Cinema. This is my third year of going to AGGN, so this is my first Slaughter Cinema. I thought it was really, really cool, bringing a lot of different potential houses, or houses that did not make it into a house, and putting them all together. It was really cool. Good scares. Like I said, not too scary, but like, it didn't scare me, but like, the scares that I saw, they were really, really good scares. Again, like, it's really hard to scare me. Insidious, like I said, is the only house that has actually scared me, but the scares that came out were really, really good scares. The next house that I'm going to talk to you about the Museum Deadly Exhibit. That also had good scares. Really good house. I thought they did a fantastic job. It was really good seeing all the monsters in the house. I like that house. Next house I'm going to talk about is Triplets of Terror. It's about these three triplets that on their birthday they pretty much killed everybody. Scares, repetitive. So if you saw it the first time and you got scared, it's just repetitive. You might get scared if you get scared easily. Me, it wasn't a scary house. It wasn't a really scary house to me. Like, it wasn't scary to me at all. I thought the scares were repetitive. It wasn't my favorite. Next, I'm going to talk about a house that was first in Hollywood, and now it came to us, and that's Monstros, the Monsters of Latin America. This, again, I thought was a really good house. I thought on the rink scaling, I thought I would say Insidious, and I would say it's Monstros. It was scary. It didn't like scare me like Insidious scared me. But like I said, like, it was scary. I heard from other people that went to Hollywood, the Hollywood one was scarier. So maybe if I did go last year to the Hollywood one, I'd actually get scared. We don't know. Like I said, like, it takes a lot to scare me, but I think they did a really good job overall. The monsters, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That's terrifying. Just to see, like, what they do. I'm like, okay. Very good concept. I like this house. It was a good house. So, Major Suites, next house we're going to talk about, was a scare zone 2 years ago. It was fine as a scare zone. Now it's a house. I'm like, it wasn't, in my opinion, a good house. It was okay. you can pass it if you're not there for multiple days for HHN. It's another one that I would pass on, in my opinion. So that's my opinion on that. Goblin's Feast was, I love the music in Goblin's Feast. Here's a spoiler. What I thought was really cool, when one of the goblins was like, "It's not ready yet!" I thought that was really cool, and then I would like be like, I told who wasn't ready, joking, even though, pretty much, another spoiler, you are the feast, the goblin, but I thought that was very amusing. It's not ready yet! Very amusing, very fun owls, very cool. I like this house. Just seeing if I got everything. Yeah, I did. So overall, this year I think HHN did a really good job in general. I like the majority of house. There's a couple that I did not like. I wouldn't go in there again. And I'll just tell you the ones that I would not go again to. I would not go back to the Major Suites house. And I would not go back to the Triplets of Terror house. Those are the only two. The other ones I would go again. And just a little side note. The day that I had, I had the Major Suites. The second day that I had left, I had to do Major Suites, the museum, and Slaughterhouse Cinema. Those are the last three houses I had left. I did the other seven the day before and the show. Once I went to the Major Suites, I'm like, it's not, if I had a other day going, I would not go back to it, to that. That day I tried the treats that I had, and I also did the Insidious house again. And the second time I did the Insidious house, so the first time I went to the Insidious house, I literally screwed so hard that I fell. Ooh. I bumped into the girl in front of me. I was like saying sorry constantly to her. The second time when I went, when I was finishing all 10 houses, with the last three, I went, that was the last house I did for the day because it was a long house. Not long house, but long line. There were times that I'm like, I almost got the scared that would have terrified me. I got terrified anyway, but like there's a couple ones that I missed because they got the other person. I'm like, thank God. At least like I'm not bumping into people this time from being scared too much. So next I am going to tell you which ones I think are more for sinister, physical pain and surreal. The more in your brain, mental scares. Okay, so let's talk about now sinister and surreal. How many houses are in each? So sinister, which like I said before, she is going to be the pink yellow one, has a total of 7 houses, where her sister Surreal has a total of 3 houses. houses. So this is a season that is more based on sinister, the more physical pain, scares. Either you see the monster and they kill you, or they're scaring you with like your phobias or things going at you. So she is the one that's attacking you the most in this event. She is attacking you more than her sister. Surreal, which is more the mental things in your brain that's attacking you. And I will tell you their houses right now. So with Sinister, I'm just gonna tell you by the list here. This is not in order. I'm just gonna tell you. So in Sinister's, in her kingdom for this event, these are her houses, what's under her belt. So Sinister, she has number one, A Quiet Place, which, like I said, my least favorite house. Don't like the house. Wouldn't recommend people going to it. You can for like the, oh, this was in the movie that, but like if you're able to go to all 10 houses, go to it at least once, say. But not the best house. So number one would be A Quiet Place. Number two, Goblin's Feast. Number three, Major Sweet's Candy Factory. Number one, I messed up. I said number one again. Sorry. Let me redo this. So number one, A Quiet Place. Number two, Goblin's Feast. Number three, Major Sweet's Candy Factory. Number four, Slaughter Cinema 2. Number 5, The Museum's Deadly Exhibits. Number 6, Triplets of Terror. And number 7, Universal Monsters Eternal Bloodlines. And her sister, Surreal, which is more black. She's wearing more black, purple in her outfit. Has one of the best houses, one of the most serious houses this year, which I believe it will win for the best house. I believe every year they do best house of the year for theme parks, and they are gonna win. Number one, Insidious The Further. Like I said, best house. My favorite. Greatest house. So she has her sister, Sinister, has the most house, but Surreal has the best house. So number one, Insidious. Number two, Monstros, which again, last year, for Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood, California, was the best house. Was more scarier. She has. So that's number two. So there's number two. Number one, Insidious. Number two, Monstros. AKA Monsters of Latin. The Monsters of Latin America. And she has one more house. Number three, Ghostbusters, because you can't really see ghosts. So those are her three houses. Overall, I love this event. Like I said, this is my fourth year going, because I've been to HHS 30 when the parks got reopened to normal capacity, 31, 32, and this is 33, so 4 years. I like this event. I thought it was fun. Oh yes, and last, not least, before I give you guys any advice of what to do and not to do, the show.
I really like the Nightmare Fuel show. This is the second year I was able to go see the show. They do a fantastic job. They're incredible with their dancing, with their movement, flips, everything. I think if you're of age to see it, because they do, it's very sexual, it's some sexual and like a little bit of nudity, and I think it's a really good show. You should plan it if you can to put it on your calendar for something for you to see when you're at the event. They're incredible. Okay, so let me talk to you guys on what to do, what not to do. Please be courteous of everybody at the event. If you're gonna drink responsibly, know your limit. Don't start fights, don't touch scare actors, be respectful. That's very, very important. Please do all of that. And so here are some other do's. Halloween Horror Nights is an expensive event. It's either expensive and it's hot, or it's, you know, or it's like expensive and it's very crowded, depending on which time you come. This year, for the first time, I went in September, was sweating to death, gross to death, so like I was disgusting the whole time because it was so hot. Florida is terrible. Ugh. But it has shorter lines than October, because I usually go in October. Shorter lines because of that, but you're just gonna be hot and sweaty the whole time. So by the way, weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is gonna be more crowded because more people are off those days, and Friday is the weekend, Saturday is the weekend, and Sunday is the weekend, so more people are able to go because of that. Just remember, weekends, in August, September, October, and the 2 days in November, it's going to be more crowded because it's the weekends and people are off. In October, the whole month of October is going to be a lot of crowds because it is October, and that's usually when a lot of people do their spooky stuff. Just a heads up to you guys on that. But me, particularly, because October, even though it's more crowded, I prefer to do October because it's a little less hot than it is in August and September. And I'll be a little less disgusting at the night. For me, I always start, I come to the event, and I eat at City Walk, any restaurant at City Walk. So I get to Universal around 3 p.m., eat at a restaurant at City Walk, and I get into the line, and I'm there from the beginning of the event, from 6:30 until 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what I do to get at least 7 to 8 houses plus a show done. And what I'm saying is, I do the houses, I do the shows, I do not rent the rides. And if I see that, like, this is a house that I'm don't want to go, or for friends I went, they're like, you can skip this, then those are the 2 or 3 houses I skip. So for me, ahead of time, like if I only had a 1 day ticket, I would have skipped the Major Suites house and also the Quiet Place house. I also, a lot of the times, like I said, I go in October, I watch all the YouTube videos, to see the house, to see if I will like it, if I won't.
as well. That could help you guys too to see if, oh, this will be too scary or not. So that's a good way to do that as well. Again, so if you are a person, last note here, if you are a person that only is buying a 1 or 2 day ticket to go to HHN, do all the houses. You can get, if you're going in October, you can, and you only have 1 day, you can get 8 houses. You can get 8 houses. And you could possibly get 10 in September. But here's my plan for you guys. You can maybe get 10 in October. And this is me saying this without a fast pass, because you can get 8 houses 100% in either month you go, all season without a fast pass. And how you'll do that is you're there before the event starts. So you start at, you're there by 6:30 at the gates. You start with the houses that have the lowest wait times first, and then you end with the house that has the most, which is Insidious. And then you can get maximum of 8 houses done, which is good. But this is what I don't want you guys to do, is do not ride any of the rides. If you ride any of the rides, that's you. I know the rides are low because the majority of people are in the houses, but if you go on the rides, you're taking away time that you could be in line or in a house. So if you want to ride any other rides, take a day that you're going to go to Universal and ride the rides, because there's only a couple of rides that are open, but take a day, spend a whole day at Universal or half a day and ride those rides, because it's not worth it to miss out on potentially getting a lot of houses done because you want to ride some rides. Last year, for example, and then we're almost done, I was able to get 8 houses done plus the show. I know someone that literally was, they were there more days than me, and I'm like, oh, you guys got all 10 houses. I was I got 8 houses and the show, and they're like, no, we got 5. And I'm like, how is that possible? You guys had multiple days. And they literally told me, oh, the people that I wanted to, that I went with, wanted to go on the rides both days, and we were only able to do 5. And I'm like, they didn't do it properly. And they told me that they also had a day, a pass that they went on the rides earlier in the day. And I'm like, if you went on the rides early in the day, why are you going on the rides later at night? At night, during HHN, you should be spending that time going to the houses. So if you have a day pass, you do the rides of the day, do all the houses, scare zones, try foods if you can, try the show if you can, and you can all, you could at least get 7 to 8 houses done, no matter what month you go, without a fast pass. So that is my advice for you guys in total. If you're going to HHN, have fun, be safe, be kind to each other, have fun. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.